Hey guys, this is Steve the Scout. I am the voice of the Pro Football Scouting Podcast, and I'm excited for a few reasons. Number one, today's episode is going to be a continuation of a two-part episode where I rank the 15 most versatile players in the 2018 NFL Draft. On top of that, this is also the 10th episode I've made, so excited about that. And, you know, very much so excited about how much the podcast has taken off since I've started. So I actually looked last week at iTunes, and we were actually ranked. When you looked up sports podcast and you looked up the top 10, we were actually number 6. So to be ranked number 6, something I'm very excited about. When I'm not doing this, I'm scouting and also working on the marketing for it. So thank you to you guys who have listened. I appreciate that. I did want to just put out my email out to you guys, because now that more people are listening, if you guys have anything that you want me to discuss on the show, you know, you can feel free to email that to me. And my email is stevethescout81@gmail.com. Again, stevethescout81@gmail.com. So appreciate you guys. And as I said, you know, today's going to be a continuation of a two-part episode where today I'm going to give you the 7 most versatile players in the 2018 NFL Draft. And versatile means that you can do a variety of different things, and you can play multiple positions. All of these guys can do a variety of different things, and a few of them can actually even play, you know, multiple positions. So, you know, very excited about these players. Now, bear in mind, the players that I'm going to go over, this is not a best player list. That's actually next episode. So the next episode, I'm going to actually work on giving you guys a best player list, the overall best prospects available at any position. But this is not a best player list. What this is this is basically ranking how versatile these players actually are. With no further ado, I'm going to start today's countdown with the 7th most versatile player in the 2018 NFL Draft, and that is running back Kerryon Johnson. Kerryon Johnson offers a lot to me as a running back. So scouting him, I watched a number of his games, and one of the games that I liked watching the most was his game against Alabama. The reason why is I actually had the chance to see him go against an NFL type defense. Look at Alabama's defense. A lot of those guys are go to the NFL, and a lot of the guys that don't, they're as big as the guys in the NFL. So for me, I like seeing him really be a true banging type running back in that game. I just have concerns that he's a physical 3-down running back, because he's definitely to me a violent type runner. My concern is that, you know, he doesn't really have the body to hold up to it. People want to compare him to Le'Veon Bell, but you got to remember, Le'Veon Bell put up 24 reps at the bench. This guy put up 11 reps. Le'Veon Bell's legs are also noticeably bigger. When you want to look at Kerryon, yeah, I think coming into the NFL, you know, he can make an impact early in his career, because he's NFL ready in a lot of ways, and there's, you know, a variety of different things he can do. His patience as a runner is really good. Has I would say, a very good feel for lane development, first, second, and third level, which is, to me, you know, very impressive. When you look at him, in terms of being a blocking running back, the guy understands blocking assignments. And not only does he understand blocking assignments, you know, he's willing to get dirty as a blocker. So to me, those are things that I like. But again, you know, he, with this physical style of running, you know, where he's a high contact runner, I just don't know how well he's gonna be able to hold up for very long, because I don't see him as the kind of guy that can really put on a whole ton of quality muscle. So to me, that, you know, that's definitely gonna be, injury is a concern. I know I keep saying it, but I just really don't think he's gonna be able to last all that long based on the style of running and you know, the way he's built. But, you know, there's just so much to like looking at him as a receiver. Great in the screen game. Not only is he a good route runner, but he has very natural pass catching hands as well. And not all of his receiving yards were on easy passes. I mean, on some of these passes, you can see they were behind him; they weren't really right to him. But he's able to snatch the ball out of the air with a lot of ease. So, to me, that there's a lot to like about this guy. Kerryon Johnson is highly versatile because he can block. He's a receiver. And he has great vision as a running back and is willing to be physical. And despite all of that, he can, very important to me as a running back, is not always being a one speed guy, to know how to vary your speed, make guys miss, and he can do all those things. So for me, this guy is a very versatile player, and I think he'll have a few good years in the NFL. Just don't know if he'll last. All right, moving on to my sixth most versatile player is another running back, and I think one that everyone is familiar with, and that is Saquon Barkley, running back from Penn State. Again, this is not a best player list. That's why he's ranked number six. But when you look at versatility, I gotta rank him very high on this list. When you want to look at Barkley, to me, he is the complete running back. For me, if I was to really give a player comparison with Barkley, I really, and I know some people are not going to like this, but listen, I've watched a crap ton of game tape on this guy, and I've watched a lot of game tape on older players. When I look at Barkley's overall traits, I see him as a hybrid of Barry Sanders and Adrian Peterson. In terms of just his raw explosiveness and burst, it reminds me a lot of Barry Sanders. I don't think he has quite the same burst, but I'm telling you, it is highly impressive. And then when you want to look at him as a physical runner, I see a lot of Adrian Peterson-esque in Saquon Barkley. Looking at Barkley as a complete, versatile running back, he can do everything. He's the best route-running running back in this draft. I believe he is the best blocking running back in this draft. He has great patience. He knows how to finish runs. He is absolutely deadly on the stretch runs. That's where he's gonna hit a lot of home run plays. And route running, like I said, he has the best route running I've seen since Le'Veon Bell. What's also great about Barkley is his ability to make guys miss, and how sudden he can be. He is really a guy that can stop on a dime, shift a gear, and then he's going to be off to the races. Has tremendous vision, like Kerryon Johnson is able to vary his speeds, but Barkley is just the total package. He is a can't miss prospect. But when you want to look at him as a versatile player, he is a great blocker. He has great vision as a running back, and he is a tremendous receiver. And where he can also be used is he can be used in the kick return game. I don't think he's gonna be used that way in the NFL because they want to keep him healthy. But this guy legitimately could be a tremendous special teams returner in the NFL. Go back and watch some of his college tape. Some of his most spectacular plays were on special team returns. So the guy is a complete package and can do a lot of different things. All right, my fifth most versatile player in the NFL draft is a player who I do not think is going to have a good NFL career. I'm just being honest. And that is North Carolina State, Jalen Samuels. I don't know what position to call him. But I can give you my evaluation of him and really what position I think he's best suited for. So, again, like I said, I don't think he's going to have a good career in the NFL because, to me, there's nothing that he's great at. There really isn't. There's just so many things that he's good at. And to be honest, if he was great at all these things, I probably would rank him number one. But I rank him back a little bit further just because he's great at so many. He's good at so many things, but, he's not great where he can be a star in the NFL in one thing. Jalen Samuels has a lot of versatility as an athlete. Let me just first start off with his build. The guy is consistently slimmed down and bulked up, and when he's bulked up, he seemed to have put on quality muscle. The guy is going to be a great weapon in the NFL if you're disguising your coverages and you need any of these positions: a tight end, a fullback, a halfback, You can even use him as a kick returner. And he has great, pretty good goal line power, actually. If you see him on a number of different goal line runs, you know, he's pretty aggressive. And like I said, you know, he has the ability to put on size where he's going to be used best is going to be in a zone scheme where, you know, there's a lot of packages where you're trying to disguise things, a lot of disguises. That's where he's going to be used best. To me, you know, if I was to say what would be his most natural position, I think to me, you know, his most natural position would probably be a slot receiver. You know, he might he and like I said, he's a good situational running back. It just depends on, you know, how, you know, if he's bulked up or not. But a team like New England, I think, would know how to get a lot out of this guy. I just don't see him as really having, you know, any one position that he can make the Pro Bowl at. So I think he's going to be limited in that fashion. But when you want to look at just pure versatility, I don't know if there's anyone in the draft that can play as many positions as he can, or at least as many positions as he's played in college. So Jalen Samuels got to be someone that just as an athlete and versatility as a football player, highly impressive, and that's why he is ranked as my fourth most versatile player in this draft. Correction on that, Jalen Samuels, he's actually my fifth most versatile player. But now I am moving on to the fourth most versatile player on Steve the Scout's list, and that is quarterback Lamar Jackson from Louisville. Look, you know, people can say what they want about his accuracy, and let me first start off by saying this. You know, when you want to criticize Lamar Jackson for his accuracy, I believe that the criticisms are very warranted. The guy does not have consistent accuracy. He's spotty with it. But look, so was Deshaun Watson. And look, accuracy, I believe, for the most part, it's something that you can't coach, but I believe Lamar Jackson, a lot of his accuracy issues stems from him, pl comes from him playing with such a narrow base. It's just the style of the stance that he has, and you know, that's something that he supposedly is working his butt off to actually make better, and that is something he can learn to correct. It may. You know, it may never be exactly the way he wants, but I believe, you know, if your accuracy issues stem from playing with too narrow of a base, which I think is his case, you know, it is something that, you know, can be worked on to a degree. There comes a point when you are so explosive as a runner, that to a degree it negates some of those accuracy issues. Look, this guy, in my opinion, could be the best scrambling quarterback ever outside of Michael Vick. He is, to me, a better scrambler than RG3. Oh, look, when RG3 first came into the league, everyone was high on him, and he was definitely a versatile player. When you look at Lamar Jackson, you know, he is someone that has a rocket arm, can really sling it. He has a pretty natural release, but to me, yeah, the accuracy issues are definitely there. But when you want to look at his raw speed, the guy has tremendous game speed. People want to criticize him for not running the 40, and you know, people weren't all that crazy about his pro day. And you got to remember, a guy like Lamar Jackson, he's not built for the pro day. He's not. He's built for game day. A guy like Josh Allen, who can sling the ball 70 yards, you know, that's the guy that's really built for the pro day. But when you look at Lamar Jackson, he's versatile because he's the best scrambling quarterback I've seen since Michael Vick, and he has a tremendous, tremendous arm. So you know, when you have that much arm talent, and you're arguably, you know, in terms of just evaluating you at a college level, one of the best scrambling quarterbacks to ever come out of college. To me, that is pretty damn versatile. And Lamar Jackson, he's not. He's someone who's gonna have to continually work on those accuracy issues, but I do believe that he can find success in the NFL if he works on it. And the guy just has a tremendous upside, and that is why he is my fourth most versatile player in the draft. My third most versatile player in the draft is a special player who's going to come into the NFL and dominate early in his career, and that is Minkah Fitzpatrick from Alabama. Could potentially be the best of any of the Alabama safeties in recent memory. And I'm even talking about potentially Landon Collins, who actually was I think a runner-up or in third place for NFL Defensive Player of the Year just a year ago. And I believe, this guy may even offer a higher upside. Certainly when I scout them coming out of college, to me, I actually think Fitzpatrick looks better on the college game tape when you compare them both. Fitzpatrick can play every position in the secondary, slot corner, nickel corner, and he can take on any of the responsibilities that safeties have, and a lot of outside linebacker and even middle linebacker type responsibilities as well. The guy has tremendous upside in stuffing the run game, has great also upside as a blitzer. Combining all these things together with the fact that he really can play any position in the secondary. And not only that, like I said, he's going to come in and do it quickly. It's not going to take this guy a long time to figure it out. He's just a can't miss prospect and someone who, just is absolutely one of the very best players in this year's draft. And that is my third most versatile player, Minkah Fitzpatrick from Alabama. I think if I had a guess, most likely he'll probably end up playing safety, but who knows? The guy really can do it all. Let me ask you a question. What player on the defensive side of the ball, if they lived up to their full potential, would be the most dominant? And that is Tremaine Edmonds, the linebacker from Virginia Tech. This guy has no comparisons. I don't know if I've ever seen a player that to me compares to him, because let's just talk about all the things he can do from a versatility standpoint. Number one, when I watch his college tape, the guy, mostly when I watched him, was lined up over the middle, taking on middle linebacker type responsibilities. And he was absolutely outstanding at doing it. The guy has sideline to sideline range that is very, very rare. Where he's also so versatile is he's a big linebacker that is excellent in coverage. You literally can drop him into coverage and give him coverage responsibilities to take out your tight end. That's how good he is in coverage. He offers tremendous upside there. And when you want to look at him as an edge rusher, the guy can be a defensive end and he can be an outside linebacker. So you're really talking about someone that can come in, I believe, pretty quickly. He's not a finished product. He relies right now a little bit more on athleticism, but with how much athleticism he has, it's going to be a matter of time, I think, before this guy starts really dominating. But a guy that can come in has shown me that he can be a Pro Bowl level player at the middle linebacker position, and he has ridiculous upside as an edge rusher. And then on top of that, you can cover him against your tight end. The guy has that kind of versatility. When you want to look at size and speed from the linebacker position, this is very, very rare. I don't remember the last time that I watched a linebacker on college tape where I saw so many running plays getting disrupted in the backfield. The guy is a freak of nature, and I'm telling you, everyone's talking about Bradley Chubb, and I believe Bradley Chubb is right now a better football player, but Tremaine Edmonds offers to me the highest upside, and literally, I mean this, if he lives up to his full potential, we are going to be probably looking at a Hall of Fame type player. The guy is special. And just watch out for this guy. I believe he is just going to be a dominant player when he figures it out. And that is my second most versatile player, and that is Tremaine Edmonds, the linebacker from Virginia Tech. Right, my number one most versatile player is safety Derwin James from Florida State. I just talked about Minkah Fitzpatrick not too long ago. He was my third most versatile player, and if you go online and actually read about him, you probably would think that Fitzpatrick might be the more versatile player. But let me just say this. I think Minkah Fitzpatrick, I was very, very high on him. I think he is a can't miss prospect and someone that really has Hall of Fame type potential. But I think Derwin James just might be the best defensive player in the entire draft and the most versatile. Why do I rank him as the most versatile player? First of all, Like Minkah Fitzpatrick, I believe he can come in and play every position in the secondary. When I watch them both move, Derwin James to me is more aggressive than Minkah Fitzpatrick. Minkah Fitzpatrick has high upside against the run, great blitzer, but Derwin James, I believe in that department, is even better. James can play every position in the secondary. And he legitimately can play middle and outside linebacker right now. And then also, he offers tremendous versatility as a kick returner. I don't think he's ever going to do that, but I'm telling you, the guy has kick return ability. And another reason that I do rank him a little bit ahead of Fitzpatrick, in terms of a player evaluation and versatility, and I'm telling you, it is a very, very slight difference, is this, is Derwin James will match up better with tight ends. So again, a guy that can play middle linebacker, outside linebacker, any position in the secondary, strong free safety, any cornerback position, offers versatility as a kick returner. He's also even been lined up in college as a defensive end coming off the edge. And then just in my opinion, against the run is one of the best safeties I've ever watched on the college level. I mean, it's insane. I believe that Derwin James very well could be the best defensive player in this entire draft. He is just a guy that has tremendous versatility. When you can cover tight ends, rush the quarterback, stop the run, play any position in the secondary, play middle or outside linebacker. I mean, the only position he really can't play is defensive tackle. The guy is a freak. And then also when I watch him at the combine and watch his tape, the change of direction speed is outstanding. Watch the game against Louisville. He took down Lamar Jackson, chased him down from behind. Derwin James is the real deal, and in my opinion, the most versatile player in the 2018 NFL draft. All right, guys, on the next episode of the Pro Football Scouting Podcast, I am going to begin another two-part episode where I rank the 20 best defensive players in the 2018 NFL Draft. Until next time, folks, I am Steve the Scout signing off. And remember, if you guys have any questions or there's something you want to hear me talk about, I can't promise I'll respond to anyone, but you can email me at stevethescout81 at gmail.com. Until next time.
You don't mess with me.